Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Build and Launch Show. This is the show where we build and launch a product every 7 days. We announce it on Thursday, ship it on Friday. My name is Justin Jackson. I'm glad you're here wherever you're at. I listen to podcasts while riding my bicycle. Does anyone else do that? I know a lot of you are probably stuck in traffic. Some of you are at the gym. Some of you are doing the dishes, walking the dog. I know you folks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Well, we've been waiting for the season 2 announcement. When am I going to build and launch the next 4 projects? And I've been holding off, folks. Here's why. These weekly projects take a lot out of me. It's a lot of energy, a lot of time, a lot of stress, and I've kind of been putting it off because I knew I had a bunch of travel this month, I knew I had a bunch of travel next month, and I was trying to figure out, okay, when do I have 4 weeks of time where I could kind of fit this in? And right up until I started hitting record, I was debating, should I do a season right now for the next 4 weeks? Today is March 16th. 2015, or should I wait until May? So, you know, just put the podcast on hold for a couple months until May, and then do season 2 then, launch another 4 projects then. Well, here's the deal. I'm going to Las Vegas on April 12th for the MicroConf conference, and I don't want to launch anything that weekend. I'm going with my wife, and I want us to have a good time in Vegas. I don't want to be working on a podcast while we're there. So if I launched something this Thursday, that's in 3 days, and made this the first week, that would give me 4 weeks between now and then. And so I thought, well, maybe I can do that. Maybe I can do a short week this week, launch something on Thursday, and then launch 3 more projects before I leave for Las Vegas. So here are some reasons I want to do a season now as opposed to later. Number one, I really miss that momentum that I had when I was building and launching something every week. Even though it was incredibly difficult, even though it really, in a lot of ways, drained me and took a lot of energy, having to launch a product every Thursday was really helpful because I always had that deadline kind of looming over my head, and it forced me to make the projects really small. It forced me to not waste my time. It forced me to quit wasting my time. And like I said, I've missed that. So that's reason number one. Reason number two is there are a lot of listeners to this show. We've been at the top of New and Noteworthy for a lot of the past month, and people are telling their friends. And I know that you, the listener, the reason you're tuning in is you want to hear the story of me building things and putting them out into the world. That's why you're here. And I figured there's all this momentum with the podcast. It makes sense to keep going and, to keep growing this group of people who are so into the podcast, but also into this idea of building and launching their own project. So today is Monday, March 16th, like I said, and I am going to try to launch a small project this week by Thursday. That only gives me 3 days. Here's what I'm going to try to do. Like I mentioned, last season, Carl Alexander and I launched a WordPress plugin that allows you to turn WordPress into a membership site and sell those memberships using Gumroad. It's called productpress.me. And the inspiration for that product was my own course, justinjackson.ca/audience course. It's a course I launched on a different platform and did great. I think I did about $7,000 in sales during launch week. But I quickly realized that the platform I was using, the course platform I was using, took a big chunk of those sales. I think it ended up being about 20%. And so I didn't feel like promoting the course because they were taking such a big chunk of money, and money every month as well, well over, oh man, it ended up being hundreds of dollars a month. And if I used Product Press, this plugin that Carl and I built, that would only cost me $39 one time. So my project for this week is going to be to transfer my course from this other platform I've been using to productpress.me. And I'm going to host the course myself on WordPress. I already know WordPress. I'm going to basically just copy the content over from the existing course, invite everybody on the old platform to the new platform, and then start promoting it again, because the content's all there. It's just been sitting there, not being used. So if you want to check this out, justinjackson.ca/audience course is where you can get the details on this. And you can even sign up for the waiting list while I transfer everything over. And that's the project. I'm going to see if I can breathe some new life into an old product. And actually, this is probably my takeaway for this episode, is you might have some things sitting around. Maybe it was a project you got to 75% and never finished. You know, maybe it's an ebook that you wrote and you never launched. Maybe it's you know, something that you've already launched and it was making sales, but you haven't updated it in a while. One real easy way to get back on the horse to start building and launching again is to pick up something you've already built or is close to being built and just finish it or clean it up and relaunch it. You don't always have to start something new. In fact, sometimes starting something new is exactly what you shouldn't do, because you have all these project folders on your computer that are just waiting to be finished and launched. And sometimes starting new projects is the way we avoid shipping the old ones. And I think there's some of you out there who know exactly what I'm talking about. So go into that projects folder on your computer and see if there's something there you could finish or you could relaunch. And if you do that, tell me about it. You can email me at words@bizbox.ca. So I'm going to make this episode short and sweet and say goodbye for now. Folks, I'm not trying to change the world with this podcast. I'm just trying to encourage some people to create some stuff, make some stuff, and not take everything so seriously. Not spend your whole life planning, not spend your whole life thinking, not spend your whole life dreaming. I want more people like me to just start making stuff and putting it out into the world. If you're into this and you really want to follow along, I recommend you join the newsletter. That's buildandlaunch.net/newsletter. That's where I send out all the updates, all the launch stats, all the lessons I learned. I'll also send you an update whenever I write a new blog post. I just wrote a new one that I think you should check out. It's at justinjackson.ca/help. And it's all about how often we struggle by ourselves to create things, when in reality, we need to go and find people to help us. And I tell a great story about Walt and Roy Disney. I really recommend it. I think a lot of you will find it helpful. The show notes for this episode can be found at buildandlaunch.net/18. And if you haven't yet left a review, you can do that, buildandlaunch.net/review. It's as easy as that. Like always, I like hearing from you on Twitter. That's the letter M, the letter I, and Justin, or via email, words@bizbox.ca. The next episode will be on Friday, where you'll hear whether I was able to launch on Thursday or not. So stay tuned for that. Talk to you then.